At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the people of Busta, and everybody else in between. Yeah, we've got some random rage right now before our AM radio affiliates join us. I've never really been a big, I do like plants, but I like to smoke them. So I've never been a big plant guy, right? So I decided recently to get some plants. I was like, you know, I'm going to get some plants, man. Try to liven this, liven the place up a little bit. I'm going to get some plants in. I swear to God, they're the most annoying things ever. You got to water them all the time. They don't grow. One of them died. I swear to God, I watered. I don't know if I drowned it. Maybe I killed it. I watered it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to water these things. I'm going to take care of them and stuff. So I'm watering them and stuff. And, like, you know, I sort of pulled out this sort of dead thing. Now it's been a couple of weeks. I'm looking at one of them. I'm like, man, that's a sorry looking plant. I'm like, that's, you know, I've done all I could do. I got a cactus here as well, and the cactus annoys me. I'm not a fan of the cactus. Like, I think, you know what? I'm looking at it. I'm like, I'm going to throw it out. Should be a jerk. I should go put it on a park bench in the dark. Just put a little cactus. I'm going to leave it on. I'm dead serious. I was looking the other day. I'm looking at these plants. I'm like, man, that plant sucks. And I'm like, that cactus sucks. I'm like, that cactus got to go. Like, these things just suck. Man, you know what? That's my new deal. I'm like, I buy things now and I just throw them out. I'm like, all right, I'm done with this. It was a bad idea. Yeah, so, but I tell you, Matthias, I'm looking up here and I got a, you know what? The nicest looking plant I have one is a fake plant. I got a fake plant and I actually decided, I was like, man, I got a fake plant. And I was like, I got to get some real plants to mix in with this fake plant. I know it's kind of pathetic. All I have is a fake plant here. I got one fake plant. It's fake. I swear to God, it's the best looking plant I have. It looks real.
I think so, you've done a pull because I saw you look up, you know, over your back right shoulder and give like a dirty stare. And I never in a million years would have thought that dirty stare was about a dirty plant that you have in that corner. I thought something fell like a Dodger poster.
Nah, I got to be honest. Yeah, like I'm just going to cut to the chase. Like cactuses look like looks too much like, you know. I'm not down. It looks like a penis with balls. Like, it's like this. I'm telling you, like, it's got to go. I'm looking over. All right, hold on. I'm going to get this thing.
Let's see what this thing looks like.
This thing's got to go, man.
You're right there, the balls.
Look at this thing. I'm looking at it. I'm like, man, this thing is growing into like a penis with balls. I don't want this here. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. Steve Merrill's going to step up and in a couple of moments. We'll talk some motorsport. Some random rage. You're just catching us off guard here. Some random rage on Sirius XM 159. I don't know if you can make that a promo. You should probably not, actually, for the AM radio affiliates. I think that's probably better not to make a promo, but maybe we'll get back to that a little bit later, because I got to tell you, I'm throwing this thing. I'm not going to throw it off the balcony because I might kill somebody. I might kill somebody if I do that, but I don't want to look at it. I'm done. I'm telling you, like,
why would you buy that thing? What made you think, like, look at that at the store? It's like, you know what? I want that.
It didn't look like this at first. Just for the record, I got a cactus here, and I don't like how it's shaping into what it looks like. It didn't have these things on the side, bro.
You know, for the record, if I stared at that thing, I would have shook in my head, too. So we're on the same page, you know. Maybe some women would. Some women would be like,
no, I didn't.
It's growing.
I didn't notice. I was just trying to get to the sports here to start the new affiliates segment, but I can't. So yeah, basically I have like a cactus plant that is growing into, I don't know, Ron Jeremy. That's the best way of putting it. It's actually pretty disturbing. Yeah, it's pretty disturbing. All right, so I said earlier tonight it's a wild night in baseball. It is. It's one of these nights tonight. A crazy game. That White Sox Blue Jay game was insanity tonight. We're in the bottom of the 10th right now in San Diego. It's tied at 2 here.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
And meanwhile, it's 10-10 with the Angels and the Royals. What? It's 10-10. That's right. It's 10-10 with the Angels and the Royals. All right, you know, I'm going to jump in on San Diego here at -165. little live in-game action here against the Cactus from Arizona. Throw them all in the trash. I told you this thing. Look at this thing. Disturbing. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Moretz. He's throwing it down with the fifth, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Steve Merrill steps up and in. WagerTalk.com, ProSportsInfo.com. A lot of stuff to get to, Steve. Always a pleasure. How you doing tonight? Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Yeah, Gabe, I've been telling people all week, it's quiet time. Baseball for the next month and a half, right? No football. Basketball's done, but a lot of money to be made with baseball. I think this is a great time of year to be a sports fan and to be playing betting sports.
Well, it is, and it's sort of a perfect segue into motorsport as well, Steve, because this is the time of the year right now. And I want to get to that as far as baseball and the dog days of summer, because I think the players are in the dog days of summer almost right now. I think they're starting to hit the wall a little bit, and fatigue and injuries are starting to settle in. You know, Steve, one thing I've always liked about you is your NASCAR knowledge, and that's something that really helps us get through the summer. And, you know, I've really been getting into Formula One as well, sort of, you know, I'd say at the expense of NASCAR a bit. And let me just start off by saying, so, of course, it was the Canadian Grand Prix. It was in Montreal. 338,000 people in attendance, Steve, over the 3 days. And it was horrible weather for the first two. So, but they was sold out. So either way, they sold the tickets. So they sold 338,000 tickets for 3 days, but ratings up 39% on ESPN, and F1 ratings as a whole are generally up, you know, 39-40%. And a lot of people are talking about F1 this, F1 that, and you and I talk about the Netflix show driving a lot of the viewers, you know, on the American side of the pond. But you know, Steve, I was thinking about this. It's sort of, and I've been around, you and I have been around a long time. And, you know, when the UFC started to get big, right? And it was sort of like UFC against boxing. And they're two different sports, and there's room for everybody. And healthy competition is good for everybody as well. And I see a similar situation here because people talk about, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, screw NASCAR. I watch F1 now. And, you know, has this buzz. Well, I tell you what. NASCAR numbers are very good as well. So the moral of the story is Americans like motorsport. People around the world like motorsport. NASCAR's getting over 4 million viewers a race in the United States this year, Steve. Very good numbers compared to past years. NASCAR's numbers are up 17%. People like motorsport, Steve.
Yeah, and one thing, I love the UFC comparison for a couple reasons, because first of all, I've always said I'll be loyal to UFC and NASCAR for as long as I can remember, because they were the first two to come back during the pandemic when nobody else would, and when the NBA and the MLB was kind of dragging their feet, UFC especially, but NASCAR came in quite a bit soon after that. And the other great analogy just made there is, you know what made, if I'm not mistaken, you know this better than me, UFC, but Ultimate Fighter, didn't that put them on
the
map?
TV show.
I mean, that was basically
Griffin
like Formula
and,
One.
Stephen Bonner had an epic throwdown fight. And you know what, Steve? The UFC, sort of Fertitta started it, and, you know, Joe Rogan's been the face of it, right? But it wasn't Joe Rogan's money. It was the Fertitta's money out of Las Vegas, Palace Station, Sunset Station, etc. You know, big local magnets out there. And they had lost millions and millions of dollars, and they told Dana White, they said, yeah, listen, and it was a good run and stuff, but this, you know, we just don't see this. We don't see it happening. And Dana White conceded to them. He goes, all right, listen, but I just signed a deal with Spike TV for a reality show. And he goes, I think we can get a pop out of this TV show. And the rest is history. That was the beginning, Steve. It's amazing, isn't it? Reality television. People can talk about TV being dead. It's amazing, Steve. In 2022, television still will drive you. It's that television is still a big, big entity in this world.
Yeah, and it's funny we're talking about it because somebody had told me, and I looked into it today, that NASCAR, that Austin Dillon, the 3 car, is going to have a reality show, and it's actually coming out this Thursday night. It's called Life in the Fast Lane. And Andy Lang, Rock Jackson, and I did that the last 2 years. And here's what's crazy, Gabe. We didn't do it this
year. That's the name of your motorsport segment, right?
Life in the Fast Lane. I just wrote, Andy's doing standalone videos because I told him Andy's really the Formula One expert, you know, in the NASCAR. And I was like, look, you need to do standalones. It doesn't make any sense to be doing 30-minute shows every week. And he still calls it Life in the Fast Lane. So maybe we'll see what happens. But I just looked up the details. It's Austin Dillon and his wife, and then their two best friends. So I don't know. I'm not sure how NASCAR-ish it's going to be.
No, it sounds more it's like Austin Dillon-ish and his family-ish.
Exactly. Like, yeah, it sounds like his next endeavor after racing because he's mediocre at best. So that's,
So.
And his wife's a looker. She's very well known as being very attractive. Like, people know, like, she's a very attractive woman. So, yeah, maybe she has.
So, yeah, so in other words, if his wife wasn't hot, he doesn't have a reality TV show.
Well, you got to wonder maybe if his wife wants to become famous too, is what I'm getting at. So I think there's some non-NASCAR reasons they're doing this.
Yeah. So they, you know, that's the deal. So let me ask you though, because you know, we you and I talk NASCAR during the season. You know, we get caught up in the playoffs and stuff. But as I stated, people are watching. Yet, you know, Steve, I was going to ask you because you're a pretty analytical guy. You like the numbers and stuff. But how come Formula One? You know, is it time? Are you going to start to look at it right now as you see the popularity of it? Coming on. I mean, people are betting it. Globally, it's just massive. So in the United States, they're getting about 2 million people a race right now, which is up 39%, which is very big. Now, the big centerpiece will be Las Vegas next year to really start to boost things. But you know what's amazing, Steve? Globally, you know what their average is? This is this year, their global average for a race.
I mean, it's
471 million.
Yeah, that's just insane when you think about it. What does NASCAR get? What does NASCAR get? What you said? Like, what does NASCAR get per race?
They're getting 4 million.
So you're talking about 100 times more? More than 100
times? Yeah, but in the United States, Formula One's getting 2 million, NASCAR's getting 4.
That's something though, isn't it? Yeah.
Right. So, but and the thing is, Formula One is attracted. They never really cared, Steve. You know what I mean about America before?
They're I can like, see why.
You have 469 million viewers without you. Like, you know what I mean?
You know, I'm shocked. I mean, I knew it was big, but I don't realize it when you're out of the when you're in a different country like this. You don't realize how big it is elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, like the drivers, it's big everywhere. Like, how about Mexico, Steve? Suarez, Mexican driver, won the first time in NASCAR. Perez won the first time in Monaco, Formula One. You know, like, dude, like in England, they love racing. Formula One is massive in England. Formula One is massive in Germany. And, you know, and it's funny, Steve, because I saw the Formula One guys this week, and it was a fun segment. It was like top 10 car crashes, and they had the Red Bull guys, Max Verstappen and Sergio Perez, and Verstappen's like the world champion right now. And he knew every one of them, Steve.
Well.
Like, you know what I mean? He's like, oh, that's the NASCAR race. Yeah, I saw that. Like, he goes, oh, I saw that. Like, they're not snobs, bro. Like, all these racers respect each other and stuff. But I was going to say, like, Steve, there's so many betting options in Formula One, bro. Fastest lap, qualification, first team to retire. Like, dude, there is so many betting options, Steve, with this stuff.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned that because Andy Lang, who follows it closely at wagertalk.com, was telling me, like,
Does he do F1 too? Like, right, he does not.
Yeah, and he's always followed it more than I did, but he's really
getting into it. I get him on with some F1.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's told me off the air when we're doing the NBA show the last couple months, like he's seen better betting opportunities and softer lines and more options, like you're saying, than ever. So that is what's kind of gotten my attention. And that goes back to your point. The bigger it gets, it's better for bettors because it becomes a bigger market, a more liquid market, and maybe a more square market, which is always good as well if you have an edge.
Well, we're square here because you should see like the Euro guys, right? They think they know everything, right, about everything. So like, they think, oh, you guys are a bunch of dumb Americans. You don't know how to bet Formula One. I don't know. I'm figuring it out, Steve. It's sort of like sports. Bet on the good drivers and bet against the bad drivers. But it really is fascinating. And you know, I've really gotten into it, and I'm glad that I have. Listen, I've always been into it. I used to cover it, but I'm just saying, like, the passion, like betting, handicapping, like I bet $2,250 on the race last week, Steve.
Well, Gabe, I'll say this: the one thing is, you know,
on it. Like I put hours and hours.
The one thing that kept me off of it, as you know, is the fact that it's very lopsided, top heavy, with two or three guys that can win. It's gotten a little better, and the open wheel stuff, not as much passing. That's also gotten a little better, but you still see guys going off at like minus money favorites to win a race, which is pretty crazy.
You know, it's what's really nuts, Steve, though. You bet a guy, like right now, Verstappen is minus 110 to win the next race.
Right, exactly.
So last week he was minus 110 to win in Montreal. after qualifying and everything, he was minus 290.
Exactly right. Because once
so you're
again,
taking the gamble though, Steve, before, because he might crash in qualification and he's starting like, you know, third.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
15th or something, right? So yeah, it's a gamble, bro. It's fun, though. It's exhilarating. It's a great sport. Elite drivers. I wanted to get Steve's take on the NASCAR scene and see if there's any futures we should get in on as far as the NASCAR championship is concerned. They're in Tennessee. And then, and also, let's get into some Major League Baseball with Steve Merrill. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Steve Merrill throwing it down with us. WagerTalk.com, ProSportsInfo.com. Let's do this thing. So, Steve, I said I wanted to get into a little NASCAR. And listen, I'm looking at the NASCAR futures right now as far as NASCAR Cup Series Championship. And all the drivers have pretty good odds. So this is what attracts me to this, and I wanted to throw it to you because I'm looking at this. And, you know, sometimes in past years we can talk about the competitive imbalance in Formula One, but there's been times in the same in NASCAR where, you know what I mean? You know, Kevin Harvick's plus 180 and et cetera. And guys are just sort of dominant on the circuit. So I ask you right now, Kyle Larson is plus 420. Chase Elliott is plus 550. Kyle Busch is plus 750. Denny Hamlin is 8-1. William Byron is 8-1. Ross Chastain, 8-1. Joey Logano, plus 850. Ryan Blaney, 9-1. Truex Jr., 12-1. Alex Bowman, 16-1. So I'm telling you, from a betting perspective, Steve, it's pretty attractive because plus 420 is the lowest number on the board.
Right, but just for the you and I know how it works, but for the people that aren't familiar with NASCAR, the way the playoffs works, it's 10 races. Every three races, they drop the bottom four from the 16 people that start. So after the third week of cut, the sixth week of cut, the ninth week of cut, so you end up with the final four for the final race in Phoenix on November 6th. And whoever finishes highest, basically whoever wins, because that's how it's been almost every year, the other cars kind of just get out of the way for the top four guys.
Sounds weird you saying that. Isn't the last race always supposed to be homestead?
Exactly. But here's the
it
thing.
It sounded dude. Weird you saying that.
Exactly right. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. It's only been, what, maybe 2 years? This will be the third year, I think, that it's in Phoenix and not Miami Homestead. So first of all, you got to be good at Phoenix, right? Because you got to be one of the top four. Basically, you got to win the probably.
That's essentially the championship race, yeah.
Right. So you're not even handicapping the futures. You're handicapping Phoenix. That's a one-mile flat track. Most of the guys you just mentioned are pretty good there. Like the last seven races over 3 years, Logano has the best average rating. Chase Briscoe won the race this spring. Big upset there. He's in the chase. The problem, though, is that Chase Briscoe probably won't be in the final four because he's going to
get... That's a great point, what you're saying, Steve. So for people... Because F1's different. There's no chance. There's no playoff, right? It's the regular season. They do it Euro style, like EPL, right? There's no playoff.
Well, you points, right? Like the old NASCAR format, right?
Just a great call, Steve.
Yeah.
You're not betting the standings here. You don't look at someone and go, "Oh, well, Logano's here in the standings." You're thinking, "Oh, is he getting? Is he in the playoffs?" And then he's got a shot there. So it sounds to me like a guy like Logano's pretty live at +850.
Yeah, and Gabe, you know what I like about NASCAR from a handicapping perspective? I didn't think of this earlier when we were talking versus Formula One. I know every course is different, but they're all kind of road courses still, you know, Grand Prix courses. NASCAR, there's such intricacies between the tracks. For example, Darlington, Kansas, Bristol, that's the first three. Pretty basic, but a short track. Then you got Texas, Talladega, Wildcard, and the Charlotte Road Course. That's where you're going to see some guys get eliminated.
I love
that. And Chase Elliott's been almost automatic. Kyle Larson's been almost automatic on those road courses. So you got to figure... They're going to get to Vegas, Miami, Martinsville, and then Phoenix. So, yeah, it's a lot of game strategy. You're really handicapping the tracks more than the drivers.
It's a great, great insight, Steve. I look forward to breaking it down. So just for hypothetical sake, because like we said, the odds will change even though, you know, as the season goes on. But so the guys we just talked about, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Martin Truex.
Well, Logano's the best driver at Phoenix the last 3 years, so obviously he's live at 8-1 if he can get to that final four. That's the question. But I'll be honest, Gabe, we talk about futures, how you're better off holding your money and not putting it up for 3 months or just money line parlaying like in the NCAA tournament. Hamlin's going to be 7 or 8-1 in the finals if he's in the final four.
Just wait till the final. Wait till the playoffs.
The only caveat there is that you theoretically don't have to win. You just have to be the highest finisher. But I think every year they've had this format, the championship driver has won, and the other guys have been like 2, 3, 4. So there's a little risk that maybe they don't win. They finish second and win the championship, but it's not likely.
Any opinion early in the week right now on the Ally 400 from the National Speedway? Kyle Larson +450, Kyle Busch +750, Ross Chastain 8-1, Chase Elliott 8-1, Denny Hamlin 10-1, Logano 12-1.
Yeah, I mean, Larson week to week is always the guy to beat. He was incredible last year, and he's always strong. I think, you know, Nashville's a speedway where they don't have a lot of track history, obviously. They raced there last year for the first time in the Cup Series, and Kyle Larson got the win. He led 264 laps. Nobody else led more than 13 laps, and that was Chase Elliott, who finished dead last. So Larson looks like the guy to beat coming in before we see practice.
Steve Merrill kicking us, wagertalk.com, pro sports info. So that's what we're going to get through the summer. And, you know, that's the thing, Steve, and you know me. And, you know, like I said, I love talking NASCAR with you, but that's the one thing, man. I love betting on soccer. I love betting on the CFL, the USFL. We have the USFL playoffs this week, CFL football on ESPN all season long. It's a good product, Steve, especially on Saturday night if you got time. Watch that Toronto Argonaut and the BC Lion game Saturday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. On ESPN2, but I saw today Phil Steele tweeted out first publication, which just came off the press and was sent out. And we're at that time of the year right now. And for me, it's, you know, Phil Steele and Mark Lawrence.
Sure.
Right. And I also like Athlon's as well. I think Athlon's does a good job with their magazine. It's more of a general coverage, but you know, Phil Steele is sort of like the Bible. Mark Lawrence is like from the trends and a betting perspective. And I know you partake in the playbook, and I can't wait to get my hands on a playbook. So what can you tell us about this year? What conferences did you do? And it's college football time. Like I said, it's around the corner right now. We'll start getting into this soon, too.
Yeah, they messaged me last week, and they went to press last week, so I would assume it's going to be on the newsstands within the next week or so. Mark Lawrence's playbook annual, and it'll be interesting, Gabe, also to see if Athlon and those others you mentioned have more of a betting aspect now, right? Since everything is accepted in the bet, you know, in the sports world, the betting goes hand in hand with it. But yeah, Phil and Mark obviously have been doing it for decades, even before we were doing this. So Yeah, same old, same old. I did a conference preview basically for all the general conferences, kind of the theme of his annual, where it's gotten really tricky for him and why it's coming out later. And same with Phil Steele's. I'm sure that's out later than normal, is this transfer portal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a nightmare for both coaches and public publishers, I guess you could say.
It's like pro football, isn't it? Like, seriously, there's like, I don't know, it's off the top of my head. I don't know, there's probably about 12 quarterbacks on new teams where the casual fan's going to go, what, this guy? Dylan Gabriel's on Oklahoma? You know what I mean? Like, yep. People are going to, like, just be surprised.
Well, didn't we talk about Spencer Rattler at South Carolina now? I mean, yes, I think that's a great Heisman long shot, wasn't he? At, like, at 40-1 when we talked about it the other week. He was, like, 2-1 a year ago. I mean, those are the kind of guys you want to buy low on.
Yeah, the Heisman. We'll get into the Heisman. And the Heisman, man, it's never the guy that people think are going to win.
Exactly.
Rarely. Guys, for the record, Joe Burrow was 180-1. And you know who picked him? Phil Steele, speaking of Phil Steele. I had Phil Steele on the morning, when I was hosting the morning after. Same show as Matthew Stafford's wife.
So much trademark violations going on.
Here from my lawyers. I didn't come up with the name in the first place, but just ironic. I couldn't help but think about that. But yeah, I remember we had Phil Steele on, and it was the year that LSU won the national championship. And I asked him, Phil, what about the Heisman? And he didn't even hesitate. He goes, keep your eye on Joe Burrow at LSU. I was thinking that the kid that transferred from Ohio State and struggled last year. What, this kid? That's the thing with Burrow. No one saw that coming. No one ever heard of Johnny Manziel when he won the Heisman. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. These kids come out of nowhere, Steve.
Hey, Gabe, I'll piggyback on that. I thought Sharapan was on with me and Teddy today on Wager Talk Today, and we were asking him to play on and play against teams. He's heard it for football futures. He said a lot of people are fading the Bengals, and the more I started thinking about that, it makes so much sense. You know that the Super Bowl loser usually has a hangover. I think they're like 50-50 if they even make the playoffs the following year. I went back and checked it. You'll appreciate this. Only one team since your Buffalo Bills in the early 90s have lost and made it back to the Super Bowl. It's been over 30 years. Only one other team has done it, and that was the Patriots in 2018, which obviously is an outlier because they were a multi-time champ at that point. You know, it's not like they were a one-and-done. Boy, if there's ever a team you could see regressing, don't you think it could be the Bengals this year after they outperformed?
Yeah, you know what? You figure they're younger, so they won't be one of those fall-off-a-cliff teams. But I tell you what, Steve, there's something to it in which I believe as good as a team can be, Steve, to get to a Super Bowl, to get to an NBA Finals, to get to the Stanley Cup or whatnot, you need luck.
Sure.
And it's like you need to be really good and you need to be lucky. It's like winning a gambling and betting. And then you compound it, Steve, teams run out of luck, I think. You know what I mean? In a way that, like, you know, oh, is it that, no, it's impossible, or we're still upset we lost the Super Bowl? No. It's like, oh, well, he broke his leg and he's out, right? You know what I mean? It's hard to go through 2 years or 3 years in a row, Steve, without massive injuries and turnover and guys leaving your team, et cetera.
Right, and I think a lot of times the team that lost the Super Bowl wasn't the better team, so it was already maybe a little bit of a fluke they got that far. And with the Bengals, what were they, a two-win team just a year earlier or two years earlier?
Yeah, exactly.
And they weren't supposed to get as far as they did. They pulled the upset. Yeah,
you've got a target on your back. That's very cliche,
but that's the other thing.
Other teams are like, this team went to the Super Bowl last year. We want to go to the Super Bowl. Let's beat them. Right?
And the schedule's tougher. And they have to play a tougher schedule because they went farther.
Yeah,
Yeah. And a lower draft pick, everything. I mean, there's a lot of things that piggyback.
Yeah, it makes it so hard. That's why, you know what? Like, do you take the Rams seriously to repeat? I don't, kind of. Like, even though they're good, like, are they on them? You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny. Sharapan said that everyone's penciling in Tampa and Green Bay in the title game. And I didn't even think about the Rams when he said that. I forgot they won the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
That's funny, Gabe, because I honestly did not even think, who else is there in the NFC? I forgot about the Rams already. So
my sort of not official Super Bowl pick, but some people have asked me early. I said Bills, Bucks.
Yeah, the Bills could be live. You know I'm rooting for them. I like McDermott, my man. So they probably should have been there last year. They were probably the best all-around team in the AFC, in my opinion.
Yeah, but perception and reality, people always forget. That wasn't even a conference championship game.
I know.
Like, it's one of those.
I mean, that was a coin flip. Had they no pun intended, had they won the coin flip, they would have won the game. I didn't even mean it when I said that, but that's what it came down to.
Yeah, well, we're not going to dispute that. Steve Merrill, time just flew by as always, Steve. But baseball, just quickly, we got about 30 seconds to a minute left here. I think these teams are starting to get tired a little bit. You know what I mean? The dog days of summer within, like, the clubhouses, it's hard to play daily like this. It's a grind. I mean, the Dodgers played 31 games in 30 days last month, right? You know what I mean? It's a burden. But just quickly, as far as the Dodgers on the way out, I look for them to beat up on the Reds this week, Steve. They've had a rough couple of weeks. Even without Mookie Betts, they have enough juice and firepower, as we saw tonight. I think the Dodgers beat these guys up before they go into Atlanta.
Yeah, real quick. So Montreal Max, loyal viewer and listener, as we know on Twitter, he mentioned, you know, the Yankees' record pace, and the Yankees finally lost by one tonight. They're on a pace now to win 119 games instead of 121. But the Dodgers win 8-2. 62 of their 66 games this year have either been wins by two runs or more or outright losses. Once again, if you play the Dodgers, you lay the run. They've only lost one road game by one this year. So it's a no-brainer on the road.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Ahora en McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken Meal Deal o un $6 McDouble Meal Deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
It really is. That's unbelievable. 62 to 66. Great stuff. Steve, always a pleasure, my man. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Thanks to Steve Merrill for joining us. Rick Saratella will step up and in. In level three, we'll talk some football. San Diego wins 3-2, final score over Arizona. And we squeezed in that bet during when we were going into one of the commercial breaks. We said, let's jump in on San Diego right now, minus 165. It wasn't the best price, but it was in extra innings. They end up getting it done in 11. I just imagine, though, I imagine like a baseball purist, a baseball historian, or like Shoeless Joe Jackson, or like, you know, even like, you know, any of the old baseball greats that have passed away even more recently, looking at the box score. It's like, all right, so it was 2-2, it was in the 11th inning. How did they win? How did they win? Because you look, it's like, how did that happen? All right, so Mazzara struck out swinging. Hosmer was intentionally walked. Alfaro single to center. So it's like, wow, they scored from first on a single? Wow. It's like, no, of course there's a runner on second base. It's amazing to me that, like, you know, how hard it is. Like, they get to extra innings tonight. I sensed tonight earlier that it was one of these weird nights in Major League Baseball. We're on from 6 to 9 before the games, giving picks on game time decisions. And I said to the crew, I was like, guys, man, I said, man, so it's a wild night in baseball. Like, you know, it's 5-4 here, or like teams are up 4-0. Next thing you know, they're losing 5-4. Look at the Angels game tonight. You know, the Angels are still playing right now. Same thing. These guys in like multiple extra innings. It's 12-10 for the Royals right now. 12-10 for the Royals. They put up 22 runs. This game won't end. This is like real late night for people on the East Coast, which we are not, but it's one of those wild nights tonight. So countdown to the NBA draft is on, and Twitter's lighting up right now. Twitter is lighting up that Bradley Beal is going to be available. That Bradley Beal told the Washington Wizards that he is going to opt for free agency. Breaking news from tonight. Bradley Beal will decline his $36 million player option for the 2022 season and will enter unrestricted free agency this summer. And we should note, so Twitter is running with this right now. And, like, you know, people are, the basketball world is lighting up. Oh, you know, Lakers this, and oh, Miami Heat that. Bradley Beal tweeted, wait, huh? LOL. Nobody's declining $36 million. Like, number one. All right, nobody's declining $36 million, all right? You imagine, like, if he declined to $36 million and then, whatever, man, fell down the steps at his house, right? No, you're not declining the $36 million. And the fact of the matter is, you know, and I like Bradley Beal. I like Bradley Beal, but Bradley Beal is going to be in an interesting situation where Bradley Beal is the type of player that could, like, put a really good team over the top and he can help them and stuff. But at the same point in time, Bradley Beal is going to want a lot of money. Right? He's going to want a lot of money. So, like, Bradley Beal's, he's going to be a free agent. You know, so just for the record, because I see everybody's going with it, this and that. We live in an era right now where people don't even care if something's true or not. So I don't want to spend too much time on this. I think it's newsworthy and noteworthy that Bradley Beal himself. Now, we are in 2022, so it's not like he released a statement. His statement is, wait, huh? LOL. That's the statement to him declining the $36 million. Even if he wanted out of Washington, it wouldn't make any sense. Look, we had Mike Wise on last week from Washington. It's pretty clear that this is going to be it for him. I imagine, I don't think he's getting traded by tomorrow, you know, but with the draft coming up here. I don't think he's getting traded tomorrow or anything. But I think, listen, he's going to be a free agent. So he's making $36 million, $36.4 million this year. And he's going to be looking for that big contract and stuff. How many big-time teams who already have players can afford to pay him the big-time contract? So you're caught up to date as far as Bradley Beal is concerned. That's the biggest rumor going on right now. I know there's been talk about Kyrie Irving that we haven't talked about because I just don't care. I just don't care. Like, you know, like, really, like, there was enough talk about Kyrie. Like, you know, there's been more minutes talked about him than minutes played by him on the court. Like, all of us in the media have talked more about Kyrie Irving than actual minutes that he has played. So at some point, it's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, and if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I don't want him either. I don't want him either here. Right? And it's funny because right away, oh, Lakers, like, every team, every time, like, the team comes up, every time, somebody, one of these players, oh, the Lakers. Like, it's, you know, and people don't learn that these sort of pairings, you know, I remember last year, oh, now they got Westbrook, they're going to be unstoppable. And then they suck with Westbrook, and then somehow it's Westbrook's fault. No, Westbrook is Westbrook. It was a bad take that you thought they were going to be good. Right? Like, people, like, they blame the player all the time. Same thing with, like, draft picks. Right, if a kid is a bust, somehow he's a failure and a loser. It's like, no, the GM's the loser that he overgraded the kid. But they, you know, the GM, whatever's faceless, and half the jackasses online don't know who the GM is, anyways. Other signings and other news going on right now. Who is it? PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker will be going to Philadelphia. Those are the reports. The Sixers, and this is more reliable because this isn't, you know, Bradley Beal's like declining something, but there's all kinds of reports from various, like, including Shams. You know what I mean? Everybody's on top of this, so. The Philadelphia 76ers intend to offer P.J. Tucker a 3-year, $30 million contract. I like P.J. Tucker. He's a tough dude and stuff, but listen, I'm not going to criticize this. At $10 million a year, you're not going wrong paying this guy. It's hardly any money. It's hardly any money. In today's modern era, it's not a lot of money, but there's a limitation to this guy. He is tough. I don't know. As long as Philadelphia have James Harden, you guys are screwed too. People fall for the flashy stuff in the NBA instead of the, you know what I mean? Instead of the, you know, they go for the sizzle instead of the steak. You got to win with steak in the NBA. The sizzle doesn't work. The sizzle doesn't work. So, PJ Tucker. PJ Tucker, Philadelphia 76ers. All right, so as far as the draft is concerned, we brought this up earlier if you're just joining us right now. And I am happy that San Diego won tonight, even though I am a Dodger fan. And it's a battle for first place right now. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's nice jumping in extra innings on a game and winning. Right? Even though we had to lay the juice to do it, still, we'll take the win. We'll take the win. For the record, we do like the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow in the Stanley Cup Finals. But as far as the NBA draft is concerned, I don't think that Shaedon Sharpe is going to last to the eighth pick. We were going over this earlier. You know, a lot of people, at least I'll own it. I'll throw it out there what I think is going to happen. So I think it's going to be Jabari Smith first. I was hoping it was going to be Chet Holmgren because we got him at plus 320, but it doesn't look like it's happening. So now it could. There could be a big smoke screen. Nothing's a lock with this stuff at the top. Where the bets are, where the money is actually in the mid-teens and stuff. We talked about this last night. If Jabari Smith goes first overall, Chet Holmgren's going to go second overall. I see Chet Holmgren right now minus 170 to go second overall. That's not bad, actually, but I already bet on him to go first. I don't want to, like, have all this Chet Holmgren money tied up. I just got to bite the bullet and say, all right, I lost him to go first overall. But where we're going to strike here is, and I already put the play in. I put the play in on Shaedon Sharpe. So we got Shaedon Sharpe under 7.5 at plus 130. Shaedon Sharpe under, if you're wondering what university he went to, he didn't go. He went to Kentucky, but he never played. And he wasn't suspended. He wasn't injured. He wasn't this. He wasn't that. He just opted not to play. And he did practice with the team. He was the number one high school prospect in North America. An explosive score that a lot of people feel is sort of the best. Remember last year, people were like, listen, Jalen Green might not be the best overall player in the draft, but this kid is like instant buckets. Like, he will be able to score. That's what people... That's what people feel about Shaedon Sharpe. That this kid is just instant buckets. Like that he'll be able to score. But if you heard, Pete Yiannopoulos was with us last night. So for the record, he's 6'6". So he's 6'6". Can he shoot? I don't know. Right? Can he shoot? I don't know. Who's seen him play? Right, that's the thing. A lot of NBA guys are like, man, this kid never plays. So I don't know, is he good? He played on the Nike eyeball circuit, EYBL, the Nike. So it's an elite circuit. He averaged 22.6, 5.8 rebounds, 2.7 assists. He shot 36% from three. Now, where he did, listen, where he did shine was in the international elite prep basketball circuit. He scored 18 points a game there. So, like, basically this kid has played in all, he's played in all of sort of the all-star leagues and you know, the badass shoe leagues and all this type of stuff. I don't think he lasts eight. He's too good. And there are too many bad teams that can take a chance on him as well. Like I said, like if you're the Pacers, whatever, dude. The Pacers, Larry Bird ain't walking through the door right now, right? Reggie Miller, Larry Bird ain't coming to save as Reggie Miller ain't stepping onto the court. Like, you know, the Pacers are at a rebuild. The Detroit Pistons, to me, are very interesting for Sharp in that, you know, the Pistons have a lot of good young players. Cunningham has the makings of what feels like could be a big-time star. And you add in just a pure score there with Sharp. I think it's a nice addition. So I could see Sharp going five. I don't think he goes four. I think Jaden Ivey's going to go four. So I could see Sharp going five. If he doesn't go five, it wouldn't shock me if Sharp went six to the Pacers. And then you got Ben Mathurin mixed in there as well, right? You know, Ben Mathurin's, his prop is 6.5. The two Canadian kids are sort of battling for the same position, right around the same spot. But just Shaden Sharp's game, I think there's almost a better chance that Ben Mathurin falls than Shaden Sharp. I think one of these GMs is going to be attracted to the scoring and its explosiveness. Under 7.5, take it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Then get on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Late night anger management class, this is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, the pencil players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, but everybody else in between. We're just scouring looking digging here as far as the NBA draft is concerned. We're going to talk some football in a couple of moments with Rick Saratella from the NFL Draft Bible. A lot of cool stuff going on, especially for people in the San Diego area recently. The Hub football camp was a massive success. We'll get into that. We'll get into some USFL, NFL. Rob Gronkowski claims that he's retired. Yeah, well, whatever, bro. I remember seeing the Who's last tour in like 1986, I think it was. And the last time I checked, I think the Who have played a couple of times. Didn't Motley Crue just literally retire like 3 years ago or something? Or like, do you know what I mean? It's like Kiss. Rob Gronkowski is basically a hair metal band. There's a lot of similarities between the two of them. They both partied a lot. They both lived great lives. There's been a lot of great parties with beautiful people and a lot of money. But neither of them ever want to give it up. Rob Gronkowski, I can't believe that people fall for this stuff all the time, too. Whatever, dude. He doesn't want to go to training camp. He doesn't like want to play 17 games. He doesn't want to go through the grind. But if you're telling me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are like 11-3 or something, and Tom Brady calls him and says, "Listen, man, I think we can win a Super Bowl. I want you here for another run here," he'll be on the next plane. All right? He just doesn't want to go through the process. Some guys sort of play this game because they don't want to go to camp, right? Who was the guy? Was it Orlando Pace in the old deal? No, it was Walter Jones, right? It was Jones with the Seahawks. Pace did it a few times, too, but I think it was Jones was the king of it. King would, like, Walter Jones, the king of just not coming to training camp, right? He would show up late, and it was, he'd always have some reason, but it was really just, like, no, he just doesn't want to come to camp, right? He doesn't want to be here this long. That's the Gronkowski deal, except he doesn't even want to be there for the season. I think Gronk is good with, like, the last, like, 8 weeks type thing. Talk to me when there's 8 weeks left in the season.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.